Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Daily News, where we give you the news you need, the conversations you want, and the positivity the world needs more of. Here's your host, Cyrus Webb.
Good Thursday, everyone. I'm Cyrus Webb, and welcome to Conversations Daily News. Glad you all could be with us. Well, we made it over the hump, and we're in the home stretch tour at the weekend. Of course, you have your news headlines coming up on this Thursday. I have a message from my book, Word That Choose to Live By. Have a throwback from our artist of the week, Beyonce. And as I mentioned to you guys yesterday, I knew this was not going to be easy, so I decided to go all the way back to the basics. You'll know what I mean here in a bit. And in today's entertainment spotlight, yesterday I spoke with recording artist and influencer Carly Wydell about her extraordinary journey and success. You hear part of that conversation today. Enjoy our broadcast. For Conversation Daily News, I'm Cyrus Webb with your Thursday headlines. In national news, federal student loans for nearly 153,000 borrowers are being automatically canceled, Biden says on Wednesday. President Joe Biden announced on Wednesday that his administration was automatically canceling federal student loan debts for nearly 153,000 borrowers, putting the spotlight on his debt cancellation efforts as he ramps up his reelection campaign. Biden, who is in the midst of a three-day campaign swing through California, made the announcement as part of a new repayment plan that offers a faster path to forgiveness. The administration began sending email notifications on Wednesday to some of the borrowers who will benefit from what the White House have called the SAVE program. The cancellations were originally scheduled to start in July, but last month the administration said it would be ready almost 6 months ahead of schedule in February. Starting today, the first round of folks who are enrolled in our SAVE student loan repayment plan, who have paid their loans for 10 years and borrowed $12,000 or less, will have their debt canceled, Biden posted on social media Wednesday. That's 150,000 Americans and counting, and we're pushing to relieve more. The first round of forgiveness from the SAVE plan will clear $1.2 billion in loans. The borrowers will get emails with a message from Biden notifying them that all or a portion of your federal student loans will be forgiven because you qualify for early loan forgiveness under my administration's SAVE plan. The president is expected to highlight the SAVE plan during a speech in California before heading to San Francisco for more campaign fundraising. Biden in the email writes he has heard from countless people who have told him that relieving the burden of their student loan debt will allow them to support themselves and their families, buy their first home, start a small business, and move forward with their life plans they've put on hold. In more national news, White House promises major sanctions on Russia in response to Alexei Navalny's death. The White House said this week it is preparing additional major sanctions on Russia in response to opposition leader Alexei Navalny's death last week in an Arctic penal colony. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan said of the sanctions on the eve of the two-year anniversary of Russia's invasion of Ukraine will be a substantial package covering a range of different elements of the Russian defense industrial base and sources of revenue for the Russian economy that power Russia's war machine, that power Russia's aggression, and that power Russia's repression. National Security Council spokesperson John Kirby said the U.S. had not determined how Navalny has died, but insisted that the ultimate responsibility lay with Putin. Regardless of the scientific answer, Putin's responsible for it, he told reporters. Russian authorities have said the cause of Navalny's death is still unknown. He used to release his body for the next 2 weeks. As a preliminary inquest continues, members of his team said. The Treasury Department declined to comment on the details of the upcoming sanctions. Brian Nelson, the department's undersecretary for terrorism and financial intelligence, is in Europe this week to continue working on Russia's sanctions ahead of the invasion's two-year anniversary. In more national news, Alice Paul Tapper, the published picture book inspired by medical misdiagnosis. The new book from best-selling author Alice Paul Tapper, daughter of CNN anchor Jake Tapper, was inspired by a near-fatal health emergency. Use Your Voice, with illustrations by Fannie Lim, is a fictionalized take on Alice's hospitalization in 2021 after she experienced intense stomach pain, chills, and vomiting, what turned out to be appendicitis. Doctors misdiagnosed her condition as a viral infection and only gave her an ultrasound, which revealed she had a perforated appendix leaking poisonous bacteria after Jake Tapper pleaded with the hospital administrator. Penguin Workshop, an imprint of Penguin's Young Readers, will release Use Your Voice on August 27th, the author's 17th birthday. In business news, officials worried that progress on inflation could stall in coming weeks, as the Associated Press. Federal Reserve officials acknowledged at their most recent meeting in January that there had been significant progress in reducing U.S. inflation, but some of the policymakers expressed concern that strong growth in spending and hiring could disrupt that progress. in minutes from the January 30-31 meeting released on Wednesday, most Fed officials also said they are worried about moving too fast to cut their benchmark interest rate before it was clear that inflation was essentially returning to their 2% target. Only a couple were worried about the opposite risk that the Fed might keep rates too high for too long and cause the economy to significantly weaken or even slip into a recession. And finally, in more business news, more weakness in technology companies pull Wall Street lower. Stocks fell on Wall Street Wednesday as weakness in technology companies continued to drag on the market. The S&P 500 slipped 0.5% in afternoon trading, the tech-heavy NASDAQ gave up 1.1%, and the Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 178 points. Cyrus Webb, Conversations Daily News. It's on time for a message from my book, Words I Choose to Live By. Enjoy. Good Thursday, everyone. I'm Cyrus Webb, and welcome to Words I Choose to Live By. Knowing who you are and what you are worth is essential to knowing what you deserve. Don't ever allow anyone to degrade or demean you or tell you that you are any less deserving than anyone else. The work of art can be no less more than the one who created it, and you were created by the very best. Accept nothing less for yourself and give nothing less to others in return. We are all one. Have an amazing Thursday. Beyonce is our artist of the week this week. You guys have been hearing her new single, Texas Hold'em. But for today's throwback, I decided to go all the way back to her debut single, that being Crazy in Love, featuring the one and only Jay-Z. Here it is, right here on Conversation Daily News.
Crazy right now, in love. Crazy right now, crazy right now, crazy right now.
part of my conversation coming up with recording artist and influencer Carly Waddell in today's Entertainment Spotlight. Stay with us, you're listening to Conversation Daddy News. For Conversation Daddy News, I'm Cyrus Webb with Entertainment Spotlight. Recording artist and influencer Carly Waddell joined me on Conversations Live, the radio show, to talk about her extraordinary success. It's a bit of a conversation.
Carly, really appreciate the time today. Thanks for stopping by.
So excited to be here.
Look, the pleasure's definitely all mine. I had a lot of fun prepping for this segment, Carly, because you are able to understand, I think, you know, better than a lot of people, right, what it's like to not only to be able to pursue your goals and your dreams, but also, of course, to literally have the world watching. But what has it been like for you, Carly, to see the way that people have responded to your journey and been able to support you along the way?
I mean, honestly, when I started, like, putting out music, even just being an influencer, going on The Bachelor, all these things, you never know how people are going to respond to you. And truly, I think I have always had such a positive, I mean, there's always haters, but I have had such a positive backing with pretty much like every choice I've made since I've been in the public eye. It's been so nice because I know that most people don't have that. And yeah, it's been a wild ride. It's been a while now. I guess I was on The Bachelor like 10 years ago, and then I just started putting out music last year. So it's been just kind of this crazy transition from like reality TV to influencer to music, even though I started in music before the show.
Right. And that's what you and I had a brief chat before we went live here. And I think that's the thing, Carly, I have to be honest, I didn't know, quite honestly, until I was prepping for your segment that, and I think for a lot of people, they did discover you, right, because of, you know, The Bachelor. But also,
what has it
been like for you to let people know that you're so much more than that? And I think that's the big thing about your story, that you're so much more than just someone on television.
Yeah, you know what's crazy is, I was a singer. I was singing on cruise ships all over the world, and I've, sang in New York and, I mean, everywhere. And then I went on The Bachelor, and my storyline was like cruise ship singer. So people sort of knew that I was a singer, but then right after the show, I got married and I had kids, then I got divorced. And so I really took this big break of being a singer, which is literally all I'd ever done to pay the bills.
Cyrus Webb, Conversations Daily News. We thank you all for tuning in to this edition of Conversation Daily News. We're about to get on tomorrow to wrap up this week. Until then, remember, I'll start Swept thing as always. Enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Thank you all for choosing Conversation Daily News today. Let us go make today amazing. Take care.